أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن إلهكم لواحد رب السماوات والأرض وما بينهما ورب المشارق إنا زينا السماء الدنيا بزينة الكواكب وحفظا من كل شيطان مارد لا يسمعون إلى الملأ الأعلى ويقذفون من كل جانب دحورا ولهم عذاب واصب إلا من خطف الخطفة فأتبعه شهاب ثاقب صدق الله العظيم. The first three ayats of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had taken the qasam by those who stand in safs, in straight rows, those who protect with great vigor, and fattaliyati dhikra, those who recite the dhikr that could refer to the Qur'an Kareem or any other dhikr. And we said, by and large, here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring to the malaika, three qualities that they have. Inna ilahukum lawahid. After taking the qasam, as we discussed, that after the qasam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to reveal a very important revelation, a very important statement is going to be made. And that is, Inna ilahukum lawahid. Certainly, your ilah, your God, your object of worship, your deity, lawahidun, is most certainly one. And that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one and alone. In every aspect, insofar as the zat, the personality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is concerned, Allah tabarakhu wa ta'ala is one. Insofar as the sifat and the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is concerned, Allah is one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is alone. We cannot ascribe any partners to the personality of Allah, to the zat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nor can we ascribe any partners to the sifat and the qualities of Allah tabarakhu wa ta'ala. So in every aspect, in every respect, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one and alone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is unique. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very briefly describes himself to us, and Allah says, رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Allah is the Rabb, Allah is the sustainer, the nourisher, the cherisher of the skies and the earth, وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا, and whatever lies in between it. And again, when we speak about the Rabb, then it is not just about rozi, it is not just about sustenance that we speak about, that is one aspect. But by and large, Rabb also refers, and primarily from the very beginning, that whatever was in non-existence, the Rabb, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, brought it into existence. And this action is primarily only and solely the action of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no being, there is no power, there is no might in this world that something is not in existence and that power and that might can bring into existence. That is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's doing. That is only the work of Allah tabarakhu wa ta'ala. Nobody else can share in this. And then thereafter, according to the condition of the creation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sustains, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues to sustain, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues to look after, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues to cherish, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala nourishes and provides. And that is the Rabbus samawati wal ardi wa ma bainahuma. That there was no samawat, there was no skies, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought the skies into existence. There was no earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought the earth into existence. وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا, whatever is between the skies, whatever is in between the earth, was not in existence. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that brought it into existence. And then رَبُّ الْمَشَارِقِ. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, He is the Rabb of al-Mashariq. Mashariq actually refers to the various points where the sun rises. We all are aware of the fact that the sun rises in the east, and we should also be aware of the fact that the point of the rising of the sun, the point of sunrise, is not the same every day, but it varies. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring to, that there is a variance in the sunrise, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Rabb of that. Now here, in a very, very unique way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing us a very, very important aspect, that more especially, that the people used to say to themselves, they used to believe, and they used to propagate this belief, that the malaika wa na'udhu billah are the daughters of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala cannot manage this world, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cannot manage the universe and the systems of this world single-handedly. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just by one aspect, wants to show us that just look at this phenomena of the sunrise, that it rises in different points. Now when we look at it scientifically, obviously it is the angle of the earth to the sun. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to show us how precise the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. Not only Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala brought it from non-existence into existence, but after Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala brought it into existence, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows how precisely the movement of everything is. And here also there is a very, very subtle point and a very great indicator also to you and I, that when we look at the system of the entire earth, the world, how it revolves around its axis, the revolution, the rotation of the earth, all the other planets that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created, it has been precise, there is absolutely no error, there is absolutely no mistake. It shows us the knowledge of Allah, it shows us the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now you and I just need to reflect into another very important aspect, and that is the Shariat and the Deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If everything else is so precise, and everything else is 100%, then there is no doubt in the fact that this Shariat, this Deen that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed, has sent to us, is 100%. Like there is no doubt in everything else we see, there is absolutely no doubt in the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like in everything else, there is precision. In the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is precision. And of course, like everything else obeys the commandments of Allah, we are also commanded to obey the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's power and might. And all this, inna ilahakum lawahid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had carried out single-handedly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not need any assistance or the intervention of any being whatsoever. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.